This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 385 for Wednesday, May 8th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is retreating on Wednesday morning, largely due to weakness in comparable oils. Chicago soybean oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are all trading in the red. Meanwhile, crude oil is also down due to a reduced war risk premium and growing United States inventories. The Canadian dollar is down nearly 2/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The July canola contract is down $3.20 per ton at $663.90. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all showing weakness. Prior to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's May World Agricultural Supply Demand Estimates to be released on Friday, the trade expects corn ending stocks to be 2.10 billion bushels in the current marketing year, down 28 million from last month's report, as well as 2.284 billion next year. The trade also projected this year's world ending stocks at 314.68 million tons, with next year's at 317.84 million. Brazilian corn production was estimated at 122.4 million tons, with Argentine corn at 52.1 million. State agricultural firm IMEA raised its Safrinha corn estimate for the top-producing Brazilian state of Mato Grosso by 4.1% at 45 million tons. The July corn contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.62. The trade estimated soybean ending stocks for this year at 339 million bushels in the U.S., with next year's ending stocks at 431 million. World soybean ending stocks this year would be 112.35 million tons, while next year's would be 120.87 million. Brazilian soybean production was projected at 152.63 million tons, while that for Argentina was at 49.61 million. IMEA projected Mato Grosso soybean production at 39.1 million tons for this year and 43.7 million for the next. In northern Brazil, monsoon season ended 2 weeks early, according to meteorologists. In southern Brazil, flooding has disrupted road and rail links to the port of Rio Grande, a major grain port. The July soybean contract is down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.37. The USDA is expected to show wheat ending stocks for the current marketing year at 696 million bushels, while next year's would be 786 million, according to the trade. World wheat ending stocks would be at 256.9 million tons this year and 257.37 million next year. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission released numbers from its annual wheat tour, with an average yield estimated at 33.68 bushels per acre for 89.16 million bushels of production. Last year's production number was 68.6 million. The July Chicago wheat contract is down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.30. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.49. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.08. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, May 8th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.